Be sure to stay until the end of the episode where you can get a little taste of my music. Quick shout out to my community on Top Music Attorney Instagram. It's amazing how fast we've been growing. If you aren't there, make sure you come and follow, say hi, be part of the community, and I'll see you there. Hey guys, you're listening to the audio version of one of my videos from my Top Music Attorney channel on YouTube. You can check out this video as well as many more on how to crush it in the entertainment industry by going to youtube.com/Top Music Attorney. Now, let's get into the episode. Hi guys, I'm Top Music Attorney Miss Crystal. I'm an entertainment attorney, public speaker, and creator of the Top Music Attorney School for artists and record labels. I'm the owner of Dukes Up Records, and most importantly, I'm an independent artist. Don't forget to subscribe and turn on those bell notifications so you don't miss my weekly videos giving you my best tips on the music business, industry news updates, and teaching you how to stay legally protected. So question, do you get paid from TikTok on per video or per stream per your PR? Oh, great question, lovely fishing rod. Cute. So right now there are, and this is very specific to whoever owns the music and whoever is doing the distribution. So if you guys remember, there's two sides of your music that you get to collect all the money from. All right. And so let's pretend you are the owner of your music. If you put your music on TikTok, there's two sides you're supposed to be collecting from. One is for the mechanicals, which is the actual master. It's the song itself. It's the recorded song. And then there's the publishing, which is just the song. So if you sat down and played your song on the piano, sang your lyrics, played your chords. So there's two sides of the song. And what a lot of companies like publishers and record labels, what they've done is they go and do deals with TikTok and they go, hey, when you play the song, when people put cover songs on your platform, you're going to pay us a royalty pursuant to a license that we're going to do with you. Okay. So we talked about this on the channel and we're like, hey, did you see the thing about how Universal was all, hey, TikTok, you suck. You're not paying nearly enough. And so if you don't up how much you're paying, then we're going to pull the music. And so, you know, I guess TikTok said, hell no. And so Universal goes, okie dokie, pulled the music. And that included both sides, the master stuff, the publishing stuff. And actually for one of my songs, I mentioned this to you guys. I'm like, you know, I covered The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. And so my cover is no longer on the platform because the song is owned by Universal, right? And my version would require publishing, be paid, and all that stuff. So anyway, good question. Long-winded way of basically saying, yes, you get paid, question mark? Kind of depends, but you know, most of these companies have done the deals. All right, question. If we buy and pitch to a playlist, how do we know if Spotify allows bots on their playlist just promotion? That's a good point. So you buy to get a placement and then the person who runs the playlist to make sure you're getting the value that you were promised, then they pay for fake plays. Now, ultimately, that could impact them because as soon as they get caught, as soon as actually someone who does that files a claim, they can get that person's entire account banned and all the playlists that they've made. So it's really risky for them to do stupid stuff. So hopefully they know and hopefully they're not doing that. Okay.
But no matter what, just you should always be taking a look at just what your streams are doing. Like pay attention to any jumps that you have, see where they're kind of coming from, you know, and analytics tell you a lot about what's going on with your career. So always be looking at your analytics on all your platforms regularly.
That's right.
This was from YouTube. This was on the TuneCore video. Same here. They stole money from me when I had released an album, singles under a different name. I paid a company to advertise my music on Spotify and TuneCore, and it did the same with my music. Switched to DistroKid, and they did the same with my single. Did I intentionally buy fake streams or do anything to break their terms? No. Or if I did, I wasn't informed properly from the Spotify distros, and I vetted the companies I hired for services. Since they are down for extorting indies, I'm down for a civil claim.
Yeah. So, you know, look, I got to mention this. When you're hiring a third-party company, their job when it comes to marketing is to get you results. Right. And so you have to understand the temptation that they would have to just pay for fake plays and be like, oh my gosh, we got you 100,000, you know, streams on this, because it right now it actually is pretty hard to convert from Facebook to get them to go to a landing page to then get them to go to your Spotify. Even, and so your ad has to be amazing, your landing page has to be like hopefully great, and so it's pretty tough. So a marketing company coming in and being like, hey, pay me $1,500, I guarantee, which is always the big red flag.
Yeah.
If a marketing company says I guarantee you, right, then that means they might have something up their sleeve that they're not supposed to be doing. And it doesn't mean they are wanting to hurt you or to cause you to lose your royalties or any of this stuff. Maybe they don't even know. But you need to understand that could happen. So just making sure you like talk to the person, be like, what methods do you do? And I'm going to be watching. So when you run these ads, I want to see the performance. I want to see the engagement. Like, you got to be on their ass because this is your music and your career.
A lot of people are submitting to playlists all the time, and you know they're guaranteeing placement, or you pay $50 and they'll put you on a playlist for whatever with a guaranteed whatever listeners. Most of those listeners are other artists that are paying to be on the playlist. Nobody's listening to them, and then their bots just streaming the stuff because they have to have results. So
yeah, and guys, I can tell you too, just so you know, in the terms of service for Spotify, you cannot have a pay per placement kind of deal, right? People are not supposed to take money in order to get your song placed. And so, you know, that's my other concern. It gets people into trouble because then you're like, oh, this company is going to get me on their playlist. You can't do that according to their terms of service. So
when you buy fake plays, when you buy fake streams, when you buy fake likes, any of that stuff, all it's going to do is destroy your algorithm. It's going to kill it. Like any natural organic growth that you have, it's just going to destroy it. And you're leaving yourself vulnerable to not only get your songs and your stuff removed now as per the new rules where they're going to start finding the distributors themselves. It's just not a good look, and people can tell.
That's right.
Here's a fun question. Coffee or no? Where are we at with that?
For those of you who have followed me for long enough, you know my on and off relationship with coffee. My legitimate struggle, if anyone can relate to this, please drop like a coffee, the emoji or something, so I just understand and feel not so alone. But I'm an adrenaline junkie. So like as an attorney, as just being up in like fight or flight mode all the time, dumping coffee on top of it, you know, it's just, it doesn't help anything. I love it. Right now I'm off everything. I'm off sugar. I'm off caffeine. I'm in the we're trying to heal kind of phase, but I gotta tell you, it's a struggle.
Ever dream of getting your music into TV, film, and games? Well, it's easier than you think. And here's what I put together for you. A music library database of 90 plus music libraries, email templates, and a license agreement all so it's done for you. Go to topmusicattorney.com for sync licensing made easy.
If I registered BMI, Mechanical Licensing Collective, who else should I include? Sound Exchange? Harry Fox or Songtrust. You don't need to do Harry Fox or Songtrust for mechanical licenses. Let me explain this. And how do I cover everything with BMI, Mechanical Licensing Collective? So actually, guys, Songtrust, it's not required, but Songtrust collects your publishing and your performance royalties outside of the United States. So if you are in the United States and you're on like BMI or ASCAP, great. You're collecting for stuff in the United States, but Songtrust will collect on, you know, from other countries, but they also will register your stuff with the Mechanical Licensing Collective, which is how you get paid for things like cover songs. So for me, because I'm lazy, you know, I will register, you know, my stuff with Songtrust. And so I don't have to do the MLC as a separate step. That's just me. I've also been with BMI forever. So as far as what I say, the holy trinity of where you should have your stuff registered, BMI or whatever performance rights organization in your country. So BMI, Sound Exchange, and then Mechanical Licensing Collective, unless you're already with Songtrust.
Thanks for the great info. So can you have a song on Spotify and also in a sync library, or should it be exclusively in a sync library?
If it depends on the sync library, okay? So when you sign with the sync library, they're going to ask you and designate, is it exclusive or non-exclusive? Now, here's a little insight. If it's kind of a bigger music library, they normally want exclusive, meaning it's ours. We get to make all the decisions on it. But the good news is that typically if your song gets placed in a TV show, they want to distribute it to music platforms. So something you should think about is that if you're signed with a company, regardless, you should have it in the agreement that says you can still release your music. and that the sync licensing company is only in charge of putting the music into TV and film. They only get to do synchronization stuff, but you still get to release your music. It allows you to still be an artist, do your own thing, you know what I'm saying, without restriction. But you got to keep an eye out for that. I had a music library that was trying to pull a fun one, you know, on our client, and was like, we have the release rights for the music on the music platforms. I'm like, no, you don't. We're taking this out.
If I have a co-publisher, meaning I represent myself as a publisher, 50%, but the other 50% is a co-writer publisher, can I make a sync deal and all my co-publisher gets is 50% in contract and no contract?
And no contracts, honey. You're on the top music attorney YouTube right now, and you say no contract. All right, let me start with, yes, you want a contract, okay? And even, don't we have like a free split sheet?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have something called the Music Business Jumpstart, and inside of that has a split sheet template for you, as well as a marketing schedule to help you with all your posting.
Yeah. So anyway, just the point being, there's kind of two tiers when you do deals, and it looks like you represent both sides. You're the publisher as well as the songwriter. Okay. And we'll talk about that, but just in general, you need to have a contract. It can be as simple as a split agreement, which is like a very simple one or two sheet thing, which is like, you know, Miss Crystal and that Orko did a song together. They're agreeing it's 50-50. Like just put your initial deal on paper somewhere. Okay. And then from there, you typically want to do a longer agreement, which says, all right, so Crystal's going to pay that Orko these amount of times every year. This is who's going to be able to get it into TV and film. Like, you want to have all the things designated, but at a minimum, the split agreement's important, which is why I just give it to you guys for free. It's very important. But anyway, so what you're talking about is having two sides. So for collection of publishing on performance rights organizations, so in the United States, right, BMI and ASCAP are the two biggest ones. You can actually collect both sides just as a writer, okay? But if you ever do have other publishers that come in, so you sign your publishing to someone else, and you have a portion of the publishing, someone else has a portion of the publishing, again, it comes back to, yes, you can agree on whatever you want, and that's the beauty of it. You don't have to do one thing or another. You can agree on whatever it is, but please just put it into a contract. If you guys are interested in checking out a little of what I'm up to musically, just search Miss Crystal on all music platforms. Don't forget to come say hi on social media. I'm definitely the most active on Instagram, and it's always amazing to meet you guys. See you guys on the next one. I'm Miss Crystal.